Jesus Christ came to set us free. Jesus didn't come to replace what Moses told the people from God. He came to fulfill it. That word to fulfill it, he came to make it possible to complete. Because Christ not only enables us to live to the power of 10, but he gives us the means to be able to cope with these battles that we have in our human disposition and with the sin in our lives. There is not one passage in Scripture, and this is not an excuse, that says when you give your life to Christ that you become immune from sin. When you give your heart and life to Jesus Christ, you become sensitized to sin. Sin bothers the believer because the Spirit of God indwells you, according to 1 John. The
Welcome to The Encouraging Word. We're featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And today we continue in the message we began yesterday called One Word. But no worries, even if you missed yesterday's message, Dr. Don will catch us up as we think about the Big Ten, the Ten Commandments, and in this case, living life to the power of ten. As we go to God's Word in just a minute, Dr. Don wants you to know that we're here for you. We would love to pray with you and for you at the other end of 866-899-WORD. I know I take that too fast. 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word.
Bearing false witness is a conspiracy coming against a particular person or an organization. Bearing false witness in the Scripture, accommodating. It carries with it an insipid form of silence. It also means to fail to come forward. You know that somebody on that campus at school, you're in the lunchroom, and you know that there's somebody saying something about someone else that's not true. You know it, but you just fail to come forward. You don't say anything. You're guilty of bearing false witness, according to Scripture. To insinuate. That little word, insinuate, means you don't quite say it like that, but if you just were to listen carefully, you're actually lying. You're bearing false witness. You're in the business of character assassination. Of course, the big one is to gossip. To gossip. I think the biggest and easiest means of gossip is prayer. I've said that to you. We must pray. We need to pray for each other. I'm so grateful that we gather together and we pray. But I challenge all of us to examine our hearts. Are we sharing prayer requests, or are we just spreading gossip about somebody? Well, you know, can I just ask you to pray for so-and-so? Of course I'll pray for them. Well, you know what they did, don't you? Gossip. Gossip tears people apart. Talking about people and discussing other people. And then, of course, to slander. Slandering carries the awful thing of bullying. Slandering is bullying. It smacks of, I know what bullying is, folks. I went to boarding school. You want someone to talk to you about bullying? I understand bullying. I went to an all-boys school, and the bullying was unbelievable. I was in the military. I know what bullying is. Bullying is an insipid, awful thing, folks, and the Bible allies that with slander, with God. And the New Testament comes along. When you get into the New Testament, I want Jesus to show me how to live out my Moses. That's what I want. I want Jesus to help me to control what Moses tells me about. And the New Testament has a distinct view. The New Testament does six things specifically related with bearing false witness. It affirms. There are many passages in the New Testament where Jesus brings up the issue of bearing false witness. It identifies. If you go, for example, I know we don't have a lot of time to go to all these passages, but in Matthew chapter 15, I'm just giving you an illustration. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 18. God's word identifies this whole issue of bearing false witness, of lying, of saying things about other people. This is what the Bible says. But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. And this defiles a person, for out of the heart come evil thoughts and murder and adultery and sexual immorality, theft, false witness. These are the things that defile a person. Do you know, by the way, every time you tell an untruth, you lie, you bear false witness, you not only grieve the heart of God, but you defile yourself. That word defile there means that you spoil yourself. You let yourself go to smoke. You become rancid. You lose your flavor. And you lose your favor with your fellow man and with God. It hurts you. The New Testament affirms and identifies. God's word also tells us in the New Testament that it indicts us. That word is a legal term. Bearing false witness is indictable. It carries with it the idea that if you go into a court of law and you say that which is not true, you are bearing false witness and you yourself become the subject of the criminal investigation. To be indicted means that whereas one time you were bearing testimony toward the crime, you now are part of the crime. You bring yourself into that. It indicts. It describes. Acts chapter 6 and chapter 7 tells us about Stephen. It's an incredible story. Stephen was the first martyr. Do you know what killed Stephen, by the way? Anyone know? False witness. They came against Stephen. They got a group of people and they bore false witness against him. And it ended up with Stephen losing his life and being stoned. The New Testament appoints us to be witnesses. And when the Great Commission took place and the coming of the Holy Spirit, and God's word tells us that you are appointed to become witnesses. Today we're celebrating with Todd and with Jennifer as they go out into the four quarters of the world as they've said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll do it. They've been appointed to go out. And all of us are commissionaries. Not to bear false witness, but to be witnesses to the truth of God's word. The New Testament motivates us. Love that great section in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 where the Bible says, listen, I want you to know that you know the truth about life and death. And if you don't know the truth, then you are bearing false witness. I don't want to bear false witness today to the truth. I want you to know that God loves you. That's the truth. I want you to know that you can and will be forgiven. I want you to trust Jesus as your Savior. That's the truth. I want you to point you to the heart of the only one that can give you peace with God, and that's through Jesus Christ. I want you to become justified. I want you to be declared to be right before God. I want you to know, I want to bear witness to the fact that there is life after death. What does the New Testament do when it comes to bearing false witness? Affirms, identifies, indicts, describes, appoints, and motivates. So what does bearing false witness do? What does it do? Well, it bears witness to a person's heart. Remember, there are two categories of people. Those who bear false witness and those who bear the brunt of those who bear false witness. What does bearing false witness do? It bears witness to the heart. It includes that person in the six things that God hates. I'm telling you, folks, as I studied this passage, this was a it just got all over me. We know what the Bible says about the six things in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 16. Listen to this. There are six things that God hates. Can you imagine that? Talk about the Ten Commandments. Seven that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies. So what does bearing false witness do? It includes that person in the things that God detests most of all. Number three, it associates that person with others. How are you known? When people talk about you, are you viewed as part of which group? Are you constantly seen standing in a little group talking about other people falsely? Number four, it allies alongside. I tell you, these passages here, Bible tells us that false witnesses make plans to kill. That word there, character assassination, is unbelievable. Do you know how many people's lives get ruined? Folks, can I say this lovingly? Even in the church, whether it be in the youth group or at merge or senior adults, you know how many people, their lives are ruined because of false witness, because somebody went out there and bore testimony against them. Number five, it runs against the truth. Mark 14 tells us that. So here's what I want to do. This is where we're going. I'm going to do this in two parts real quickly. Number one, what to do if you are bearing false witness. I think all of us need to write this down, don't you think? What does the Bible say? What are you to do if you are guilty as charged? Just four things. Number one, stop what you're doing. Any questions? Stop it. You've got to examine your own heart today.
Forgive the interruption. Dr. Wilton insists I interrupt, and you're listening to Dr. Don Wilton. In case you didn't know, you just tuned in. This is the Encouraging Word broadcast, and this features the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And in these moments, we're diving into God's Word, especially about the Ten Commandments and how they apply to the way we live out our life today, to the best life that we can live. The Encouraging Word broadcasts are reaching people all over the world, and we want to say thank you to a very special group of people who help us make this happen.
Thank you for being an encourager with me through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. You are making a difference in people's lives. Why don't you become an encourager? Partner with us. Partner with me. Become an encourager today and be part of something far bigger than any of us.
When you take this step of faith, you'll receive the exclusive brand new CD-DVD resource called Erasing Jesus, a powerful tool that'll help you stand strong in your faith in a world that's somewhat intolerant to Jesus Christ. Also, you'll get a bonus journal just to say thank you for partnering with us. In addition, you'll receive a monthly personal letter from Dr. Wilton, as well as other resource opportunities, a 24-hour confidential live prayer line, a quarterly daily devotional guide, and notifications of events featuring Dr. Wilton in your area. To learn how you can become an encourager, send your request to Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us at 866-899-WORD. Or visit us on the web at theencouragingword.org. We hope you will make your commitment to spread the precious gospel of Jesus Christ around the world with us today. If you'd like to discover more, you can visit our website, hear this message again, or others that are connected to this wonderful Living to the Power of 10 series that's online at theencouragingword.org. It's a long URL, but it's simple once you get the hang of it. It's theencouragingword.org. We'd love to connect you with Dr. Wilton's messages and other resources that will help you grow in your faith. We also want you to know that we're available for you 24 hours a day. You can pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to pray with you, love to connect you with great resources. The number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We would love to let you know that we stand ready to maybe answer some questions you have about God's Word, about the ministry, and most of all, to pray for you. The number one more time is 866-899-9673. Now back to today's message, One Word with Dr. Don Wilton.
What does the Bible say? What are you to do if you are guilty as charged? Just four things. Number one, stop what you're doing. Any questions? Stop it. You've got to examine your own heart today. If come Monday morning, the first thing you do is call a friend to discuss somebody else, stop it. If you've got a group that meets, and folks, our television sets are full of it. The grandiose idea. Listen, if you are bearing false witness, stop it. Number two, consider the damage that you're doing. I think it's well known that here at this church, we are completely against doing things by secret ballot. We don't do that in this church because it's not what the Bible teaches. You got something against someone, you have to go to that person face to face. Bible is very clear. If you can't stand up in a church and say, you don't need to be there. It's all tied up in bearing false witness. Just consider the damage that's done to people when things are said about them and they have nowhere to go with it. That's why we don't have any meetings in this church to discuss people without that person present. There are no private meetings about anybody, ever. That's why in this church, nobody ever brings up the name of anybody negatively in anything we do, not in any meeting, committee, nothing. Negatively. We don't ever do it. Folks, where do these things come from? It's no wonder we've got a united church. No wonder God's blessing the church. So may I say this? There are churches in America today that are being torn apart by this issue. Little groups of people getting together to bear false witness. Stop what you're doing. Consider the damage. Number three, here it is. Go to your neighbor. I remember what God said. He said, you shall not bear false witness against who? All right, so who's your neighbor? It's any other person. All people are our neighbors. So if you have borne false witness against someone, let me encourage you. Stop it. Think about the damage that's been done. Number three, go to that person. Do you know, folks, that that works? I promise you it works. Go to that girl, go to that boy, go to that man, go to that woman. Walk up to them, say to them, I just want you to know that I said something about you and I want to tell you that I'm sorry and ask you to forgive me. It works. All right, number four, open your heart to the Lord. That's the fourth thing you need to do. Just open your heart to the Lord Jesus. Tell you, He really does love you. And His ways work. Just open your heart to Him. When you do, you confess to Him. You repent to Him. You turn away from it before Him. You know, when you do that before the Lord, He takes care of business. There's nothing like that point of being refreshed, you know. All right, so what do you do if you are being falsely accused? There are hundreds of people who are bearing the brunt of being falsely accused. And folks, we are living in a world today where it is rampant. If someone wants to accuse you of something, boy, all they got to do is get a picture or take this or make a suggestion or write a note or send an email. And you guys be very careful about what you're putting in emails. This week, I saw the damage done by somebody who wrote an email to somebody saying something very damaging about somebody else. And they sent it to the wrong person by mistake. They hit the wrong button. It's too late. And some of you people on Facebook, you're bearing false witness. You're putting it out there. You're throwing junk out. You're hanging out your dirty laundry. And you're hanging out everybody else's dirty laundry. Very careful. This is an issue when it comes to the Lord and to who we are before the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've got nothing good to say about somebody, don't say it. And if you've got something against a person, go to that person. God will help you with that. and he'll liberate you. I promise you. He'll set your heart free. So what do you do if you are being falsely accused? Number one, pray. Pray about it. Tell the Lord. Just tell him. You've been falsely accused of saying something, of doing something. I tell you, our school courtyards are rampant places for gossip. There are some of our young people whose lives are literally being destroyed because of gossip on school campuses about what people wear and where they've gone and who they're seeing and how they did and did you hear this and did you know this? Pray about it. Number two, stay calm. Stay calm. If you have borne the brunt of false witness, stay calm. Now, why do I say that? Because it hurts, doesn't it? I mean, it really hurts. I think what it does is it produces sometimes a need to hit back. If I can encourage you, do everything you can. Ask the Lord to help you not to hit back. You're just going to make the thing doubly worse. Number three, be alert. Be alert. That's what Job tells us in Job 21. He was alert. Zophar threw everything in the book at him. Just be alert. Open your eyes. Number four, stand firm. The truth always prevails, my friend. Stand firm. Just stand firm. Stand on God's truth. Sometimes, my friends, sometimes please hear what I'm saying. Sometimes it's far better to just take your jacket off and just take the bullets. Just take the bullets. I say that very respectfully because nobody wants to take bullets. But some of you may be being keel-hauled by somebody. Sometimes just stand firm. I promise you what goes around comes around. And if God be for you, who can be against you, right? Stand firm. Take the bullets. Sometimes, you know, I look at Jesus, and Jesus was falsely accused. He opened not his mouth. Just stand firm. Don't go and fly off the handle. Don't feel like you've got to start getting back at everybody on Facebook, because it's not going to happen, folks. That's the sad part about it. If someone has said something about you, sometimes there are hundreds, maybe thousands of people. I've got a Twitter account, Don_Wilton. I'm telling you, folks, you pray for me. I've got to be so careful everything I say. You know how many times I want to get on that Twitter account and really say what I think I need to say? Right? Don't we all have that? And when things have been said about you, don't hit back on a Twitter account. Don't hit back on Facebook. Don't go back on email. Don't go sliding in there to slam away. Truth will prevail. Stand firm. And number five, just trust God's grace. Trust God's grace. Just trust Him. I love that song that we sing, Steve. Trust Him. You know, trust Him. Just trust Him. Just say, Lord, I'm going to stand. You know, I love that passage where Paul says that our weakness is made perfectly strong in Him. When I'm weak, He is strong, which means I'm actually strong. His grace is sufficient. So whether you are guilty of bearing false witness or whether you are bearing the brunt of false witness, here's what God is saying. He's saying, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to come up onto the mountain. I want you to live up to the power of 10. With Moses, uh-uh. With me. I want you to live with me. I want you to hear me because I'm God and because my words will set you free. And when I'm in you, the one who's outside of you doesn't stand a leg. He doesn't have a leg to stand on. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. The Lord Jesus loves us. And today, my friend, you need to put that faith and trust in Him. I want you to see Him. I want you to understand, to see this God of whom we speak, so incredibly precious and so loving. Have you given your heart and life to Him today?
It's a powerful question and a simple one. Would you turn your life over to Him?
You know, if you've done that, I want to ask you right now to just whisper a prayer for the person that now needs to make that choice. It could be someone two lanes over from you in traffic. They're listening, and they know that God's calling them to Himself. Could be that person over on the other side of the gym working out. They're listening just as you have been to Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word. And the question comes back, are you ready to give your heart to Jesus Christ? Closing thoughts next from the pastor.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that He died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin. And I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus, and I give Him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ. And don't leave whatever you do because I'll be right back.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
Thank you for your partnership with The Encouraging Word. God's doing great and wonderful things. And I want you to know that I pray for you. I want to pray for you right now. In fact, you can see that number on the television screen. We've got people 24/7 praying for you. You can call in your prayer requests at any time. Let me pray for you right now. Dear God, I want to pray for my precious friends right now and for someone especially in need of prayer. Lord Jesus, please touch them. Touch their lives and be a blessing to them today in every way. And I pray this in the strong and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
And the number Dr. Don mentioned is 866-899-WORD. It's that same number. Jot it down. It's available for prayer first and foremost, but also if you'd like to discover what it's like to be an encourager, to help financially give and support the ministry, let's connect. 866-899-9673.
I was depressed, cut off by my family because of my past, but I prayed with Linda on the phone while watching Dr. Wilton on TV. I prayed for Jesus to save me, and He did. And now I worship at Flat Rock Baptist, and I am just loving the way God's made me part of His family.